Houthi militants,
Hamas,
a reconstituted Al-Qaeda or ISIS,
Russian and Iranian arms trade,
North Korea,
China.
This is geopolitical whack-a-mole.
With so much to talk about, there's a lot that fires you up.
Now,
time to air it out. What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Another day in paradise. Welcome to it, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time now for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. 877-975-9825. If you don't get in right away, please try back. Good morning, Pete. What's bugging you?
Laura Trump. I'm not sure exactly what her status is right at the moment. I know she resigned from the Republican committee, but there's talk that the president is going to make her a senator. We don't live in a country where the president can make his daughter-in-law a senator. I mean, he can, but that's not how our country is supposed to work. And I'm sure she's very qualified in her career, but she's not at the senatorial level. And the other thing to think about is there's going to be another election to fill the seat eventually, and it's going to be her against some slick Democrat, and I'm afraid that as a candidate, since she's never been a candidate, she'll get eaten up alive by whatever slimy Democrat is up against her. Thank you, Bob.
Now, I could see that. They'll shout nepotism and all that, and so it might not make her as good a candidate as she would be ordinarily. But, I mean, to appoint somebody temporarily is common. But I guess to be a family member there, that's where it goes into a questionable area for a lot of people.
Stop and look at the past. Spouses have replaced a spouse that passed away or got ill.
Temporarily until the regular.
They weren't even a politician at all. So these things do happen.
Yeah.
That's not unusual. JFK and RFK. Look at that scenario.
The woman up in Michigan has been there for years. Her husband held that seat. Debbie, I can't think of it right now. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we get the point, but it's not unusual.
Thanks, Tom Jones. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is on Sunday I was watching Kristen Welker interview Donald Trump on Press the Meat, and Trump seemed to imply that he could end birthright citizenship by executive action. So he's incorrect. It's part of the 14th Amendment, so it requires a constitutional amendment. That requires two-thirds of the Senate and two-thirds of the House of Representatives to approve of that, so that's not happening. And the only other way is two-thirds of the state legislators proposed in a constitutional convention. So that's not happening either, because he could never get that. So I think he's just blowing smoke, but
I wonder if maybe temporarily due to national security risks, maybe a case could be made. I'm just thinking out loud.
An emergency situation.
That there would be a way he could get it done, even if it's temporary. It might be helpful. 877-975-9825. Call in now to get on What's Bugging You. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Quickly, too. First, I know somebody who go to FSW online who received a zero on their final because on camera they had a blank piece of scrap paper, even though scrap paper was not excluded. I think that's bull. Number two, regarding the Neely trial, the medical examiner, Harris, actually declared that it had been homicide before she even got the toxicology report back.
Yep.
And it was asked why, you know, you need to have the toxicology report to do this. And she said that no toxicology result could change my opinion. So it's an opinion and not facts.
So a person could be under the influence of all things, could affect their respiration and their heartbeat and everything else. And yeah, that's
a little judgmental, don't you think?
I think it is. Let's go to John. What's bugging you?
Morning, Bob. I'll tell you what, I'm freaking tired of the left. If they can't stand the heat, they need to get out of the kitchen. I'm tired of them taking things you say, taking them out of context, and turning them around and throwing them back in your face. Or better yet, like Facebook does, just simply canceling you out because you violate the community standards of the left. That's what's bugging me.
Yeah, It's been going on for a while in different, whether it's censorship or whatever. Last chance, 877-975-9825. Slim again. What's bugging you?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. What's bugging me today? Termites. That's what's bugging me today. Termites. I don't want to get into the details. Thanks.
All right. Well, Florida Pest Control is there for you. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So, they can be quite nasty in Florida. No doubt about it. Let's go to Donnie. What's bugging you?
One thing to say, Bob. $765 million destroying the game of baseball.
Well, whatever the market will bear, I guess.
That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Jim. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Slaughter Trump Day is what's bugging me. Thank you. Have a good day.
All righty. Thank you. Want to go right to the phones?
Grab it.
Good morning. Who's this and what's bugging you?
Spencer and, I'm going to say Republicans are bugging me.
Yeah, why is that?
Because we know the Democrats, they wear their evil like a badge of honor. These Republicans, they're the vipers in the grass here.
You're talking about the rhinos, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. I got you. Thanks, Spencer. All right, we good? We are good. Sorry we didn't get everybody in. We'll do our best to work you in another time or later on. It's 7:27 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up at 8:05, Ocala Police Chief Mike Balkin. We'll be talking to him right here on 97.3 The Sky.
The stories that matter.
The Republican Party now reflects the country.
Every day.
This is a mandate to change the way Washington works.
All day.
Isn't it nice to win? It's nice to win.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Day one promise, mass deportations.
What happened?
Tom Homan, border czar.
What it means.
Get the hell out of the way, because we're coming.
What's next?
Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio.
Mike Waltz, national security advisor.
The transition that's so smooth.
24/7.
The news station.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.